I didn't really want to hear the next few minutes of what you're going to say.
Yeah, you're going to have to hear it. Yeah, I mean, you can't be serious. It's a flight is not. If you had unexpected something happen, we get it. I get it. I had my whole day built around it. Dave and I both had dinner plans tonight. It's canceled.
I don't know what to say. I'm not going to give you any excuses. I was in Miami.
But then you showed up late. You showed up late at 6:30.
I know.
I can tell you why.
I was working. I was writing about all this stuff, and I get carried away. I'm not kidding. But it doesn't matter. So I was late. It wasn't. I'm not fucking around. I'm not like with a chick or high or whatever. I'm not high yet. But
I think so.
I'm sorry, guys. I swear I wasn't like. Sometimes when I'm late, it's like whatever. I'm just kind of in this thing, which is hopefully whatever. Yeah,
what's crazy is you knew we were pissed off about earlier.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
And yet you still.
If I showed you what I was doing, you'd be like, you wouldn't feel better about this, but you'd be like, at least he's not fucking around watching like anime. Like Castlevania just released season 2.
Explain that to my wife.
I almost wish you were watching anime, because at least that would be on brand.
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you something. Your topic better be so friggin' amazing.
Hold on.
My head has to explode.
Wait.
Dave with the soup, ice in his veins. Josh cracking jokes, never mundane. Oh my wild card, twisting your brain. Together they roll, FTS the name. Life's petty props, kick to the curb. Dave got the logic, never disturbed. Josh with the punchline, sharp like a verb. Omar the eccentric, slick like an herb. Friends talking shop.
Hello everyone, and welcome to the FTS podcast, Friends Talking Shop. We are kicking off season 5. I bet you were wondering why there was such a big break. It's because we needed to like scrap it all down to its origins and build it right back up, because we're not repeating what we've done in season 1, 2, 3, and 4. Season 5 is a brand new start. We thought it's 2025. It's first one of the year, right?
Can I say something? The real reason.
We did one early January, and it's taken a long time to get to this point.
There's the behind the scenes version of this, and there's this nonsense that David is spewing, as my father would say, bakvas. Do you guys know what bakvas means?
Bakvas?
Bakvas. BAQWAS. It means nonsense.
I couldn't figure that out from the context.
What language is that?
Oh, it's Hindi. Hindi.
Oh, Hindi. Okay.
Yeah. So, but back to what David was, his narrative. It's not because the break wasn't because of it. It's because Dave and Josh ran out of material. So we had to take a break.
Please.
We had to live some type of life that might be faintly interesting for you to live with you.
That's right.
Says the guy who used the same topic 2 weeks in a row.
By the way,
Dave, not to correct you, but we had no season 3. Remember, that was we scrapped the entire season 3. We went.
Oh,
one,
that's
two,
why
four.
I'm throwing
we went
off.
One,
okay.
Two, four.
Yeah. That's why I thought. Sorry. So we skipped. Yes, it's we marched the beat of our own drummer. It's season
correct.
5, episode 83.
83.
Welcome back to our season.
Can I say one more thing? Because there was there was a Stern episode this week, and there was trivia from their 40-50 years together, and Baba Booey got like 9 out of 10 answers about Howard. And if we did a test, Josh would get the highest. Dave, I would get like a 3 out of 100.
Correct.
Get everything.
Yeah, probably.
You can't remember the last episode, let alone history of the show.
Yeah.
And I have pretty bad memory too. I think Josh, you would win that contest, but
I appreciate that.
You know, not that we're going to put that together. I don't know where that's going. Let's kick off the episode. Episode 83. I'm your host, Dave, and I'm joined as always. We didn't flush out anyone for our new season. We're still the same old of us.
Same three.
But to my right is Josh. Josh, how you doing?
I'm all right. So a couple things. First, just like last year, which the bet was never paid, once again, we made a bet this year at the start of the NFL season on which team would go the furthest.
Oh, my God.
I don't remember.
And yet again, the Eagles win out. And so I will be collecting a dinner. I just don't know when that's going to be. But I really should double up on appetizers and entrees, because this would be the second NFL bet that we've made that I have not collected on just yet.
You know what? I will say something about the Eagles, and I think this needs to be said because
please.
I feel that you beat the Redskins in the championship game. Who'd you beat
Commanders,
before that?
Commanders. We beat the Rams.
The Rams.
And the Packers. Listen, okay. you play who you're assigned.
That's not where
you
I'm going.
You have a choice.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not, I'm saying that each of those three wins that you guys had,
right?
You were clearly biased because you are clearly an Eagles fan. But as someone from my perspective who give a shit about the Eagles, I actually did not notice any like game changing calls or biases that caused the Eagles to win. Right? They won all those games.
Untrue.
Is that really? I mean,
are you nuts? Did you not notice a guy named Saquon Barkley rushing for 3,000 yards?
I'm saying referee calls.
Yeah. And
correct. That's right.
The very first play of the playoffs, the Eagles got a gift.
Yes. Well,
what was that?
He's right.
The Packers returned a kickoff. He fumbled the ball. He got the ball back. An Eagle landed on him, ripped the ball away, and they gave it to the Eagles. They scored a touchdown. The game is basically over.
Oh, I didn't watch that first play. Oh, interesting.
It wasn't basically over. It was the first play of the game.
It started the trend. You lost the first possession.
It's not a Mahomes-style situation.
That's a little bit of a stretch, Dave. I mean like a late hit or a penalty, like a la Chiefs. And I would argue a la the Bills versus the Ravens. The Ravens should have won that game six ways to Sunday.
Yeah, right? They should have.
God,
I agree with that.
God, it was painful. And I broke a chair. I broke a chair in my house. I broke anything in a long time.
Did you gain that much weight?
No. I threw a chair.
That makes more sense.
Yeah. And I had our friend Phil and his new lover watching me. But I didn't invite them to watch a football game with me. They happened to be visiting. So what am I going to do?
This is my how you doing.
Okay.
So anyway, one of the reasons why we haven't brought you an episode in a long time, by the way, is the three of us have been traveling quite a bit and have not been able to get on the same page. So I was away for part of it in Florida. I went down for a work event, and this is a work event that, Dave, you usually go to, but didn't this year.
Yep.
And it's a work event that's actually very close to my parents. And so it's an opportunity for me to see them. So I stay with them when I'm there for this event. And here's what's amazing to me. Every time you guys have heard me talk about this, going down to see them and how incredible the community is, with everybody knows each other and they're playing pickleball and tennis every day, and there's a card game, and they're at the bar by the pool.
A fart game?
A card game?
Oh.
Not a fart game, although that's, I'm sure, also being played down there in Southern Florida. But what I didn't realize was what happens when the weather is absolute shit, which is what happened when I was there last. It was cold and raining, and that magical place, which seems like an adult dormitory for seniors, turns into like lockdown. It's like San Quentin.
Then the fart games really come in.
Then the fart games come. There is nobody out. There is no nothing. Even in my parents' condo, I'm talking to my mom through the wall because she doesn't come out of the bedroom. I'm watching The View 18 times a day because that's all they watch. I mean, it's like,
Hold on a second. Hold on.
Yeah.
Both your parents, right?
Yeah.
Were they happy doing that? Maybe they actually preferred that rather than going out. I think sometimes you people force, you know, we force out people. I don't want to go out every time I go out.
It's not about going out.
Were they bummed?
Well, yeah. When the weather sucks, it's like, it's just like everyone just is a hermit. Everyone is in their condo.
Some prefer being a hermit. I guess is what I'm saying, especially like grandparents and stuff.
They go out. They like to go out. They like to be active. They like to go to the pool every day and to the beach. And when it's shit out.
Didn't invite anyone over? No cards? No nothing?
No. You know, my dad plays Canasta through his iPad with other people. So it's like, okay, it's almost a weird scene, man. When it's raining and no one's out, it is a weird scene. You are in lockdown. You are in Sing Sing or some prison system.
Were there board games there or not?
What do you mean, were there board games? In my parents' place?
Yeah.
We weren't playing board games. My mother's watching her shows on Bravo in her room. I'm on the couch watching whatever the hell's on. And I'm also sick, by the way. I got the flu while I was there.
David, did you catch this? His mom watches Bravo. I guess the apple didn't fall off.
I was going to say.
I don't watch Bravo. Listen, I draw the line at
Bravo.
Well,
it's not a big stretch.
Unbelievable.
But anyway.
Is that how it happened to you, Josh?
Listen,
you watch it
runs
kid,
in the family.
3 years old, watch The Real World, season one. Like
we like trash TV. Anyway, I did watch
David, did your parents watch any type of like reality television?
You know,
my parents didn't.
My mom in the later years would watch the game show channel.
Okay, that's different.
That's not reality television.
It is kind of reality TV, but it's not sort of trash.
But with actual prizes rather than
trivia,
a chance to
be
a star for 5 minutes.
And Omar, your dad would watch 90 Day Fiancé if Van Damme was in it.
No,
was in it.
No, he's doing things. Fair enough. Yeah.
He's not doing
things. Funny though, Josh. I don't know any of my friends' parents who watch.
There you go.
The stuff you're talking about.
They're dialed in. But so that was part of my time off. But there was a weird thing that happened on the way home. So on the flight home, by the way, I was sick as a dog. I got the flu when I was there, which was lovely, which I gave to my mother subsequently. But on the flight home, I get on the plane. It's like 85% full, 80% full, right? I'm in one of the last rows. I'm like the fourth to the last. And I'm sitting on the aisle seat, and this couple comes in, and they're sitting in the middle and the window seat. Right of my row. I'm like, oh shit, I guess I'm stuck in this row. But I'm coughing and I can't, it's like, it's awful. And I'm like, I feel bad for these people because we're packed in there.
Were you wearing a mask?
I was not wearing a mask. No, I didn't have
one. Did you wish that you had a mask to wear?
Yes and no.
That would have telegraphed that he was sick.
Bingo. Bingo.
Yes and no. But so the door shut.
Wouldn't that make it worse though? Because if you're coughing and you have a mask, like you are basically holding a poster saying I'm sick.
It's also no good. I'm going to give myself the flu if I'm coughing into my own mask.
You're going to catch your own.
I'm going to double flu. Okay, I don't want a double flu. I want a single flu. So the door shut. They say the boarding's done, and I look over, and behind me, two rows behind, it's only one guy in the window seat. So I said to the guy next to me, and by the way, here's the other weird thing. His wife sat in the window and he sat in the middle, and he was a big dude. You think he would sit in the window, his wife in the middle. Didn't happen. I said to the guy, I'm like, hey, good news. I'm going to move my seat back and you guys can have this row. He goes, why? I said, well, because there's a seat open and they're done boarding. Now we don't have to cram in. He says, well, you don't have to move if you don't want to. I said, no. I couldn't believe I was having this conversation. I said, no, it's nothing against you. This is a win-win, man.
Yeah.
You're going to have empty and I'm going to be able to. He said, oh, okay. And so I got up and I moved two rows back, right? And I noticed, I'm looking up at my previous row. The guy never moves in the middle seat. He sat in the middle seat the entire trip with the aisle open.
Well, maybe he wanted to be next to his sweetheart.
But you are next to her. Just have the seat open. You have more room. And that's crazy.
Were they fornicating? Maybe that's why.
They were not fornicating as far as I could tell. But you never know. I don't know. I mean, I'm two rows behind, so it's possible.
Even if you want to sit next, why don't you want the extra space?
It's weird.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying. It's just weird. Would you do that? No one would do that.
I'd be upset if I was the person in the back and see you coming. And I thought I had the whole row to myself, and now here you come.
That's true. But we had the middle open, and I don't think he really cared. He was on
the window.
Did
anyone complain with you coughing?
Not to my face. I'm sure they did under their breath, and probably to their significant others that they were flying with.
Yeah. And how's your flu now, Joshua?
I still have a residual cough. I can't get rid of this cough. This cough will not go away. It's ridiculous. I feel fine, but the cough won't go away. Mm. So I'll be muting my mic from time to time. In fact, right now.
Oh, sure enough. If you're watching on YouTube, which is one way to watch us, you can see this happen.
Ooh, you'll see that. You'll see that. Ooh, it's lovely.
That's as much of a honey pot as I've ever seen. Yeah, I want to go to YouTube to watch Josh put his mic on mute and then cough to the side.
Listen, they've seen you do it several times without the mute.
That's look, there great. Are people in this world that don't want Josh to move from an end aisle seat. So who knows what people want? We can't predict.
I got some sort of Kavorka. The guy didn't want me to leave.
Anyway, Well, good to see Josh. Yes. We're also joined by Omar from a location. I guess, are you in Puerto Rico?
Yeah, I'm in Puerto Rico. I just got back from Miami. We had our annual big week event. We had Cirque du Soleil. So we had event with midgets, bearded ladies, a dunk tank.
Little people, please.
A woman, little people, a woman in a inflatable ball rolling around her pool. Giant LED screen, a DJ. It was really over the top.
This is a financial conference, just for the listeners, by the way.
There was no content, to be clear, but it was a branding event.
What can I ask about the woman in the ball in the pool?
She was doing like acrobat stuff as the ball was spinning in the water. So she would like walk around.
Could she breathe in there?
Yeah, is there air holes?
She was like a Cirque du Soleil performer.
Right. Were there air holes? Could she breathe? Or by the end of the party, was there's a limp woman in a inflatable ball in the pool?
That's actually a really good point.
Because if there is, I would think water would get in the holes.
Right, yeah. Water would get in there.
No. I never thought about this.
Was she dead when the party was over? Did you notice?
I'm telling you, this thing was in there for 20 minutes at a time. Look, I just send you a picture of it, guys, through your text.
That's not going to help our listeners.
But, I mean, I can pull it up if you want me to for the screen.
Oh, I see it. Okay, so look. So the picture that Omar sent us, there is a acrobatic woman, and she's in an inflatable ball. Now, I didn't major in any type of science, but that would tell me that if there was a hole in that ball, it would not stay inflated like that.
And there's a number of disinterested people behind
the woman. Yeah, nobody, by the way, is looking at her. No, of the people this, in the
this
shot.
Is when
the, nobody.
This is when the event first started, for the record, you jerks.
That's
Oh, Omar just sent us another picture. Here's a dude giving her CPR, pulling her out of the ball because she died.
Yeah, I need to get to the bottom of that, so to speak. Or otherwise, maybe she's at the bottom of the pool. And they made a giant, the best part about it was they made a giant picture of my dog, Lou. A giant one.
Oh, wow. Who's they?
The event people.
Oh, okay. Did you ask them to do that?
Yes.
It wasn't much of a surprise, was it?
Well, I just didn't expect it to be so large. You know, it's so good, as a matter of fact, that my friend kept it at his house. Oh. We had the
Why
event.
Didn't you keep it?
Because it's 15, I just texted it to you, it's 15 feet high.
Oh, you can't put it in the overhead?
This isn't a picture of your dog.
Omar,
that's a structure. That's like
Omar
a shed.
Omar sent us this. This is just a dog, a generic dog.
No, it's Lou. It's my dog Lou in like a circus theme, guys. It's Lou.
Okay.
The ears and the eyes and everything else. Like that's okay.
I don't know what you're supposed to do with this. Yeah. It's not a picture, by the way. It's a structure.
It is a structure. It is a huge.
Yeah, you called it a picture. That's a structure. So I don't know what you're supposed to do with that.
It is ginormous.
How much you pay for that?
The event in total?
No. How much was that giant structure of your circus?
I
want to know the price of the circus, Lou.
I will give you. Well, I don't know the price of the actual physical Lou. I give you the overall budget.
No,
what do you?
I don't want that. I don't want that.
David wants
that. Because that doesn't mean anything to any people.
Yeah. How about you
Dave,
over
Dave
under?
Wants a number. All right, Dave wants a number.
If I give you an over under, I'll say a number, Josh. You say over under.
Okay.
And then you can. All right.
Yeah.
$75,000.
Over.
It was at my friend's house. He did not charge us for his property.
No, you didn't tell me that. Oh, just you're talking about just that the night where the woman died in the ball.
Correct.
We're talking about that price.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have to pay for her funeral, or is that covered by insurance expenses?
The total cost was $120,000.
See, told you.
Oh my!
And you didn't even pay for a venue.
Yeah. Yeah. Correct.
That's crazy.
The venue.
I have
great.
To think though. I mean, well, I think it was a good use. I guess the point, besides this isn't meant to be a flex. If anything, it's a what did I fuck up doing it kind of thing. But it is, it's always so fascinating when you're hosting something like that, because everyone wants to talk to you.
Yes. You know?
And you're
the host.
And half the people, you don't know who they are. And have those people, 80% of them are probably time burglars, you know, and you're stuck. Yeah. And like, I was literally grabbing on to people I knew as they were walking by just to get out of it.
And Omar, these are people who signed up to go to your event. You should be very grateful that they're there and that they want to talk.
Our listeners perhaps don't know, this week is a finance week in Miami. So it's 90% dudes, number one. Number one.
Yeah, but
number two, everyone there is incredibly commercial for the most part. And of course, there's a sheep waiting to be slaughtered, which are people like Josh and Dave.
We weren't there.
But when you have events, any type of events, they're terrible. Would you guys not agree? In general, when you go to any event, there's some version of terrible.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't mean dinners. I'm even going to take dinners out. Just events, like night events.
They're not terrible, but they're not. You're not writing home
this
about
was,
them.
This was spectacular.
Okay.
Yeah, it was spectacular.
Yeah, I know.
It was like that woman's. It was Terry Hatcher's boobs in Seinfeld. Remember?
Yeah. It was real, and it was spectacular. Yes, I got
what
it.
What did the little people do, by the way?
We had a dunk tank and we had a heckler. And
are one and the same, by the way. Anyone who sits in a dunk tank is a heckler.
Well, the little person would also go back and forth, and they also gave out drinks as well.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So is that a hard process? Is that easy to look up and hire people?
David, you're overthinking. It's nothing that money can't solve.
Well, I get the process.
He had a dead woman in a ball in a pool. Yeah.
You hire someone to do it.
You can buy anything.
Right. And I found that afterwards that she was crying prepping for the event. I didn't even know that. That's sad. It's not a license.
That is sad. That is
yeah.
sad.
But it you know, there were no dead people.
that you know of.
That I know of.
Yeah.
And I think for the most part, what was that?
You think the handler of the woman in the ball showed up at the end of the night and went, "Oh shit, we lost another one."
I really got to
do something about these inflatable
though.
Balls.
It's really interesting, Josh. I can't believe nobody else thought of that until you just
mentioned
it.
Bob, did you put the hole in the ball?
You can't put a hole in the ball.
Do you think she has like a straw in there or something?
No.
Maybe she's got no oxygen tank.
Yeah, right? There's no oxygen in there.
Wow.
I don't understand. Maybe was she dancing? Or was she trying to get out? I can't tell from the picture.
She
tried to fight her way out.
Yoga pose isn't the damn thing.
Yeah,
that's a mystery to me. Yeah,
we were supposed to have sharks in there. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. They came to the
pool.
You're
gonna put sharks in the pool?
Yes.
No, they
yes.
can't. You can't with chlorine pool.
Wait a second. No, they come in a week earlier, right?
Yeah.
And they scope out the pool, and then if they can do it, then they have to treat the water. And then they basically, like, what they do is they make the pool a little smaller so the sharks have to stay within a certain area, and they have lighting in there too. So I wanted to do that, but but PETA was down there.
PETA or PETA?
PETA. So the shit.
Yeah, you said PETA. PETA doesn't care about sharks.
Yeah, I got too much flack. The bearded lady was, I was happy with the bearded lady, so.
Well, who isn't, really?
Yeah, and
I gotta ask, though, they don't have much to say when you talk to them.
Yeah, do they walk? They just
surprisingly, right? You think they'd have a lot to say, bearded ladies?
Yeah, just
you think they wouldn't shut the hell up, bearded ladies?
Just,
what did you ask? I would go up and ask them a question. Hey, do you use Mach 3 or?
Yeah, is everything
electric,
you're gonna ask about her beard? Yeah. You're gonna have you thought about shaving it off, or is this
you a gel gal or cream?
Yeah, I just. I said hello, and I said, "You hot? You hot at all? You itchy?
You hot at all?
You get itchy?
Oh, itchy?
Uh huh.
About her beard?
Yeah. Clearly about the beard.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I think if I was standing in front of a bearded lady, the last thing I'd want to talk about is her beard. I'd
incorrect.
Feel so
incorrect, Dave.
No, I would feel so uncomfortable with that,
Dave. It's a cry for conversation. They want you to ask about
their beard. By the way, on a similar but much more real, serious comparison, today I was in Miami. I was and I was at a hotel, and I'm walking back with Chachi Boy.
Your
and
dog.
I see this girl, my dog Miles, and yeah. I see this this girl who I know, Vanessa, and she's with another girl, and we start talking and catching up, and then as the girl is like tying her shoe, she was a hostage, and I like
what?
Yeah, from Gaza. No shit.
And, get the hell out of here!
Swear to God. And
she
like,
had just been freed.
Yeah. And I didn't ask her some more than that. But I wanted to hug her.
Yeah, you should have.
But I didn't feel it was appropriate. So I.
Well, not someone with your complexion.
Well, she was wearing a bikini.
Yeah, no sudden movements.
I didn't factor. That's funny. I didn't think about that. She's wearing a bikini. So maybe that's why.
Well, that's the other reason not to hug her. Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, David, maybe I should hug the bearded woman, though, instead.
Yeah, it scratched her neck, though.
She needs a hug as well. Anyway.
We all do.
How are you doing, Dave?
Thanks for asking. I'm doing pretty good. I was traveling as well. We spent the month of January in Florida. We were going to go to the Gulf of America side. Sticking with current events. But the hurricane took out our place, so we went to the Atlantic side, and there's not a lot of good condos and places to stay. So we kept going north, north. We went to Jacksonville Beach.
Yep.
A couple blocks away, had a house, which was great.
I'm sorry. A hurricane. Josh, did you know this?
Well, I did know about it. There was a storm.
Not now.
Not while he was there.
Months ago.
Yeah.
Took out the.
You don't remember that?
No.
The coast of Florida.
It took up the west coast of Florida. Well,
I vaguely remember a hurricane.
Tampa? Remember it hit Tampa pretty hard?
Wait, but did you know that Dave's house was gone?
No, it's an Airbnb.
No, he's got an Airbnb.
Oh, you know, the way you said it, Dave, it was like an heirloom.
No.
What the fuck? Josh, you don't agree? It's like Bobo with 9/11.
I speak Dave. I knew what he meant.
What did I say? We had a house? Yeah, we had a house.
Yeah, I knew what he meant.
How else did you say? We had an Airbnb, sorry. Which also the Airbnb had in their garage, we had the option or not, depending on if you put more money down, of a golf simulator in the garage. And I was like, absolutely, I'll take golf simulator in the garage. And so we spent a lot of time playing golf in the garage because we faced the same issue.
The weather sucked.
It was cold. It was probably the worst January in Florida. They canceled schools because of temperature, which was ridiculous.
Crazy.
In the 30s, but some businesses closed down. And the house, the Airbnb, that we were staying in, did not ever really warm up. It's not a house that really it was built for 30 degrees.
Yeah.
But one thing we did do that was fun is we went to a place. It's one of these animal reserve where they had kind of like a Tiger King situation. They had a ton of tigers. They had bears.
It was a rogue dude that just had these animals.
Well, they claim to be very respectable. They're like, you know, Tiger King. That's bad. We're approved and everything is good. And it looked like a first class place. The cages and stuff were all good.
Sure.
So that was one of the activities that we did. But this is what happened to me. I never heard this happening. We went late. It's like 7 o'clock at night because that's when they feed the tigers. We wanted to see them.
You want to see that. You want to see that.
We walk up to the tiger cage and the tiger walks around, sees us. He turns around, puts his butt up against the fence, lifts
his
tail.
He sprayed you.
Sprayed me.
Yes, ooh. I've seen that.
Have you seen that?
It got you? It got you?
It got me.
Yep. Where?
Oh, that's disgusting.
Well, kind of on me. I mean, it was it got me.
He sprayed his tiger shit all over Dave.
Well, it was, I don't know what it was.
Was it like number three? Is it like an orgasm?
No, it's not.
Wait a second. I think they have a four.
You know that the most recently crowned most beautiful person in the world by Playboy magazine, Tatiana Romakova or something.
Okay. Stop. Dave, do you have any idea how he's going to link this to your story?
I think she is going to use some kind of tiger-related product is what I'm guessing he's going to say.
Let's hear. Go ahead. Continue.
She said that one of the ways she keeps her youthful skin is by attaining and then putting on her face salmon sperm. So maybe tiger sperm might be a good thing.
Okay. All right.
Well,
first. Okay. Let's break this down a couple ways. Number one, Dave did not get sprayed by tiger sperm. It was clearly a feces urine
not
combination.
I don't think it was either one of those either. I think it's what? Option C. I think cats have some thing they shoot
it's
out.
Not yes. a, it's not a Pepe Le Pew skunk.
No, but that's a good example. Like a skunk, that's a third thing that they spray out.
But that's a skunk.
Well,
a tiger's
tiger.
Don't
I don't know.
That.
You don't know everything about tigers, but I got sprayed.
I know
by
enough.
This.
I know enough.
Well, well, the lady walked by. She who worked there. She like didn't miss a beat. She goes, "They do that to people they like." And I thought,
first of all, did it smell?
No, I didn't smell, and I got it on film too. So I have, I actually.
Oh,
have it.
Please send
was,
that. Please yeah, send
I'll,
that.
I'll send it to you after we're done.
Did you throw out your clothes, or you just washed them?
No, I went the other direction. I thought the way I looked at it was kind of like I'm now like a Tiger Man, like you know, I'm like Spider-Man that was bit by a radioactive spider. I was sprayed by a tiger. I felt like I'm like a new man. I went more that direction and. I decided that this is now, I'm now like.
You're never going to wash those clothes. You decided never to wash those clothes.
I'm wearing them constantly. This is the same outfit. I haven't taken off these clothes.
Let me go back and ask Omar, who exactly is extracting the sperm from the salmon? Whose job
Listen,
is that?
I'm saying to you that salmon sperm facials are a real thing. It is a celebrity thing to do. And
this is
utterly
very popular. It's ridiculous.
No, you guys, with all due respect, live in flyover states. Right? You don't know.
Philadelphia is not a flyover.
He's right on the
area.
Coast.
Yeah. I'm on the coast, man.
Whatever. My point is, you're not aware of these things, right? Look at my.
No, that's correct. I'll grant you that. I'm not aware of people putting sperm from animals on their face.
Have you guys ever really looked at my skin?
Well, what do you mean by really looked?
I'm saying
I've seen it. I've not studied it.
For someone who's 52 years old, it's pretty goddamn flawless.
Are you putting semen on your face?
I'm putting all kinds of semen on my face. Whatever it takes.
There's no, I don't doubt that.
I'm going to ask you to stop doing that.
I'm going to stop looking at your skin now that I know
that's
true. That's
correct.
Seriously.
That's exactly right. Oh my!
All right. God. Well, let's kick off. We said we want to keep these things to. That should have been your topic. Your stupid event that all that happened.
It should have been. That was a lot going on there.
Oh, it was
all
a
right.
lot.
Yeah.
Well, this is how the format's going to work for season.
That's a good one, actually.
Yeah, tell them.
So each time we come together in season five, the three of us come together and we come up with a topic that we have not discussed before, and we discuss it now, and we see where that leads us. We would love to hear from you a little bit more often than we did in previous seasons by
That'd be nice.
Reaching out to us in our email, friends@fts.media, which I still need to get. You gave me the password and I've lost it.
I so did I give you the password, yeah.
Friends@fts.media is our email address. If we had a real one, you probably would be more apt to email us. But
well, that's what we're telling ourselves.
That's right. We also have a website, friendstalkingshop.weebly.com. And then we have a YouTube page, Instagram, and TikTok, which was down for 24 hours.
But a hot second. Yeah, that's right.
Back up, and you can find all that at Friends Talking Shop, or the type in at Friends Talking Shop.
Yes.
All right. Let's kick this off. I think the order always works. So, Josh, why don't you kick us off? And Omar, we'll let you go second.
All right. Okay. So, I am. Have you guys ever heard of Mr. Beast?
Yes.
Omar, you ever hear of Mr. Beast?
I can't stand
okay.
it.
Okay. So
why?
For those who
what,
don't know.
That's a,
yeah, that's an interesting
why would you not stand
why do you not, him? Why can't you stand him?
What? Because of the blatant commercialism of what he does and the way he looks?
What, okay.
You hired a bearded lady and little people at your event.
Stop.
And what a hypocrite
Stop.
You are.
I'm giving people jobs. Where does the bearded lady work if not for stuff
what do you
that
mean
I do?
Commercialism?
He's
all, his job.
No. He is commercializing. But what do you
what?
Mean it's his job? Of course it's his job. But that's
right.
my point. He's making money
yes.
off of doing these ridiculous things.
Yes.
Listen to yourself.
You just had a dead woman in a pool in an inflatable ball.
You don't like him because
right.
he's
the irony. The irony is not lost on me. Fair enough.
For the listeners who don't know who Mr. Beast is, he is the arguably the most successful YouTuber alive, I think ever, and has the most or second most or whatever followers of anyone on YouTube. And he just made YouTube videos as a kid, and now it's blown up, and he gets a ridiculous amount of views. Everyone, but anyway, he has been. Now crossed the Rubicon, and Amazon Prime has greenlighted a show for him called Beast Games, right?
Yeah.
And it just started. So it's been a few episodes.
It's like Squid Games, right?
I wonder who's like Squid Games. I wonder whose idea that was.
That was his, because I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because he's done things like this before in other YouTube videos in piecemeal. And so now he's putting it all together. A lot of what he does, by the way, is giving away obscene amounts of money to people.
How did he makes that much money?
He does. It's crazy the amount of money he makes.
Josh's entire family watches him religiously.
We actually do.
you watch his YouTube channel?
Yeah, I do like his YouTube channel. I do. I'm not kidding you.
I think in Josh's household, if it was like, can I say something? I'm Nostradamus right now, David. Are you ready for this?
Yes,
I think in the year 3000, right? The Kaplan family, whatever they walk around, it's going to be a fucking TV screen floating around in front of them. I'm like reality television. Wherever it's they're possible. Going, there's always going to be reality TV right in front of them at all times.
Hard to prove, but yeah, I see where you're going.
All I know is I'm posting stuff to YouTube too, and I haven't seen one single dime, so go figure. And I think our stuff's a little more clever than at least Mr. Beast's original stuff. His stuff now is way better.
Well, maybe we should have a contest where we'll give $1 million away.
We need a budget.
Yeah, there you go. We do. Yep. But anyway, so he started this show called Beast Games on Amazon Prime. My son and I we've been watching every episode. We love it. It's very entertaining. But they had the most recent episode, and I want to talk to you guys about it has nothing to do with Mr. Beast or the Beast, but the actual episode itself. I'm curious to what you guys would do, because he does a lot of psychological challenges that involve money and obviously eliminating people you know and what have you. And they're really interesting to watch. But the last one I thought was truly interesting. And I had a thought of what I would do in the situation, and then I changed my mind quickly, and I'm curious for the two of you. And it's kind of a sanity check for me. But anyway, it started with a ridiculous number of people that were playing this game. I don't know, 500 or 1,000. And now it's down to 10, okay? And for those of you who watch Beast Games, there's a spoiler alert. I'm going to give away the last episode, which I think was episode 8. I'm just going to do it. I'm sorry for the purpose of this conversation.
All right.
But I think most people
What if I want to
watch it?
I'm spoiling it for both of you. You've already disparaged it, Omar. Dave, you'll still watch it anyway. So that's how I view this.
I think I instinctively disparage it, but I'm kind of a hater. So
you're a hater.
Yeah, I think if you talk more about what you're doing, you're right. I do appreciate what he's done. But I have a problem with his whole look. That bothers me.
Fine. Whatever. You can have a problem with his look.
You can send him some salmon sperm, maybe.
But it does. Yeah, maybe if he rubs some zebra feces on his thighs, that would improve things. Who the hell knows what people are doing these days? Anyway, so it's down to 10 people. And so here's what he did. He put 10 people all in separate little like houses, right? Where they can't hear or see each other. And by the way, they, by committee, by the 10 of them, decided which ones would be in house 1, who would be in house 2, who would be in house 3, and so on and so forth. And it was who they trusted the most. He said to them, whoever you put in house 1 should be who you trust the most, and so on all the way down the line. And they agreed, as the 10 of them, who would be in 1 through 10. Okay? Right. Then he had in the middle of the 10 houses a giant cube that contained $1 million cash. And he brought out the first person and he said, you can take as little or as much of this as you want. Okay?
Oh, house number 1.
House number 1, the first person.
Because they're trustworthy. Yeah.
As little or as much of this as you want. And then whatever's left, number 2 can come out and do the same thing. You get the idea, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
it goes all the way. One question.
Yes.
What's the incentive not to take it?
Well, they're still competing for the grand prize. And the grand prize is $5 million. So these are the final 10 in the Beast Games that have made it this far that eventually one of them will be crowned the winner of $5 million.
And if they take it all, they get voted off somehow?
Potentially. Yeah, okay. Don't know what type of game it's going to be. A lot of these games are luck. They're chance. Right. You know, it's not necessarily just, hey, just vote somebody off.
Right.
And there's some games involved, too. So you don't know what's around the bend. All right?
Okay.
So, question. If you're the first person, what do you do? I thought for myself immediately, I thought something immediately. I'm not going to tell you what it was, but I want to hear what you would do. Now, these are 9 other people that you don't, that you've never met before, right, until Beast Games, but you've built a rapport. Some of them have built a rapport with one another. Some of them have rescued each other in certain games, so they're still alive, blah, 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 blah. But none of them have a relationship prior to showing up on this TV set.
Wait, just to be clear here.
Yeah.
How much is in front of them?
Are you listening to any of this?
I am.
$1 million.
$1 million.
$1 million cash. The first person can take as much of that $1 million as they want. If they take all of it, no ramifications for them. They stay in the game. We move on to the next event.
And you know, the prize is $5 million.
The ultimate prize is $5 million, but only one person wins.
I take the $1 million immediately. I'm
Dave?
Out.
Yeah, well, I just need one clarification that's a little bit more intelligent.
Please.
Are you scratching your chin right now, Dave, when you're thinking? That's so annoying.
This is what happens. This is what happens when I deal with money. Yeah.
He's in deep thought. Yeah.
$1 million.
He's a 1970s villain.
What is it? Josh, you didn't notice it.
Yeah, perfect time for my villainy to come up. Well, I just want to understand.
Yeah.
Not taking $1 million because somehow if you could be out of the game and you want to win $5 million, right? That's,
you can't be out of the game. No one leaves the game after this exercise. They all know there's $1 million. No one sees what the person before them does.
It's easy.
Except the second person obviously knows what the person before him did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
After that, the third person doesn't know what the first and second person did.
They know.
Because they only know what's left.
Okay.
So unless there's zero left, they don't know how much the first person took versus the second person.
There's part of me that would say there must be
very
some
clever
incentive to say, I'm going to take a tenth because I want to be fair.
Okay.
But the second person doesn't know you only took a tenth.
Yes, the second person does know.
Oh.
Because they come out of their house and there's 900,000 left. So they know exactly what the first person took.
Oh.
Now, if they take another 100, I'm just going to give you an example.
Right. The third person.
Now there's 800,000.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The third person doesn't know if the first person took all 200.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The second person, or the first person took a dollar and the second person took.
So, David, what's your answer? I have my answer.
I take $1 million.
$1 million.
Thank you.
It's ridiculous.
That's exactly what I said. Just take the $1 million.
And I'm rich. I embrace risk, right? This is ridiculous. Even I would take $1 million.
It's also expected return. You have a 10% chance of winning $5 million.
Mm-hmm. That's right. The math of it.
That's $500,000.
Yeah.
This is better.
And
so I don't care if
it doesn't kick you out.
It doesn't kick you out. That's exactly. Now, it might. You clearly have a target on your back if you do that. Clearly have a massive target.
Yeah, I think there must be some. Like, if I take it, I'm definitely gone. So I've lost the five. I've won
$1 million target on my back.
Yeah, but I don't give a shit if I'm.
And by the way, can I say something? I'm a minority in finance. I've had a target on my back for 25 years.
Jeez.
It's nothing new for me. Nothing new.
No one's crying a river for you. No,
yeah, I don't think anyone is
crying a river. What is this, Tom Sawyer? Talks like that. What is this?
Listen,
what did you say? Huckleberry Finn?
What? Justin Timberlake talks like that. He had a whole song about crying a river.
Yeah, you just follow up. Everyone's making coming after me by attacking me. No one's. Look at you.
Anyway, you both have passed my test. The answer is you take the $1 million. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Easy. So what happened?
So I'm going to tell you what happened.
All right.
Okay. So the first person took $100,000.
Okay.
Okay.
So they because they made friends, maybe, right?
Of course they did. They all made friends, and they all had some sort of sob story. Everyone's got a sob story.
Yeah.
My kids.
Okay.
That's the incentive.
You want to be kind to people that you've gotten to know. That's a big piece of this.
That's a part of it. That's exactly right. As I said, you didn't know them prior, but you spent a few weeks with them in this game. You know, for whatever that's worth. And you're all living together while you're playing this game. First person took $100,000. Now they go back into their house with the $100,000. The second person comes out of their house and sees there's $900,000. So if you're the second person, you see there's $900,000, I think you really only have two options, right?
Yeah. Well, you immediately think, should I do the same or take it all? Yeah.
Correct.
So that you could say,
$100,000.
Take half. It's dumb to take half. People get mad. Yeah.
You take $100,000 or you take $900,000. That's what you do if you're the second person. Okay. The second person took $223,000. It was the weirdest number. $223,000.
That was the amount of their mortgage.
All right. The third person took, looked at it and said, I have 500 some odd thousand dollars in debt. Omar, can you get on camera, please?
Sorry.
I have $500,000 in debt. This person took $650,000. Basically cleaned it out. There wasn't much left after that, right? The fourth person looks and says, well, I want to leave something for other people, which was really nice because I thought you could just take the 20 whatever thousand dollars is left and say, well, that's all I took. And by the way, you'd be fully within your right to do that. And no one's really going to get pissed at you because someone took 650 and someone took 223.
Right. I feel like I'm married to Josh Kaplan right now. This is nuts. I feel like we're in bed right now. You're complaining about interesting. Like corn on your toes. and I'm telling you how your toenails are scratching me. And then you're talking, and now we're watching this goddamn show.
The fourth person
and we're,
took
in, 5K. We're in like a beauty rest bed with like old covers. The pillows are all broken. You won't get new ones.
Can I finish this out? The fourth person took 5K. 5K. Weird. Very weird. The fifth person took zero. Zero. Because they thought there was going to be some sort of something against them. And then after that, the next person took $7,272. Another weird number. And then the last four people did the right thing and said, well, there's only this many people left. I'm going to take an equal amount. Sorry. I'm going to take an equal amount so everyone has the same amount. And the last four people each took almost $3,700 each, right?
Yeah.
I found this whole thing bizarre. The craziest part is when they come out and now they're obviously livid. They're livid. Now they want to know who took what.
Yeah.
And you know that's a secret that's not going to last long.
Right.
Right. And so they started to reveal. The people started to reveal what they took.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy who took 223, no one batted an eyelash because the one dude took 650. And it was like, it was perfect.
Yeah.
He got his way more than fair share and didn't have to face any vitriol from any other people. But I will say this, and I'm wondering if you feel the same way, because this is now my second part of my revelation. When they were having that discussion and people were like really pissed off, I then kind of second-guessed myself and went, ooh, maybe I wouldn't have taken a million because these people are pissed off. And it's kind of a dick move.
Hmm.
Right?
Well, the idea that you know the people.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
If you knew the people and felt like you had some kind of relationship, that's a guardrail for this a bit. Like you just asked me, what would I do in a vacuum? I'd take the math.
Would you have
to take a million? But
the one thing is, and because David's brain doesn't work in multiple dimensions, but Josh, one thing that we should ask is
yes,
David, I'm sorry. Sorry.
I'm
there
thinking ways of getting you better.
Do we know that there is a socioeconomic sort of like baseline that is consistent amongst all 10 contestants?
We don't know. People see. Don't forget. This is also a mental game too. So people are filling the air with, my kid's sick. I have a
no. I know. My point is, if somebody's if one of the 10 people is a billionaire or whatever.
No, none of them are billionaires.
And
but I bet. But it wouldn't surprise me if a couple of these people were well-to-do, that were perfectly.
When you, Josh, went on The Price is Right, a few years ago, did you feel like you were one of the more maybe? And I know it's hard to tell, but did you feel from your experience that it was maybe you're maybe on one of the on tails, like maybe a 3 to 4 standard deviations away from the mean in terms of socioeconomic status?
I don't know. I didn't care
about that. You just wanted to be on TV.
I wanted to be on TV, mm-hmm. and I wanted to win the game. My point
is that would have some effect on it, possibly. But if it's all equal.
It would. But look, the three of us are doing okay, and we each said we'd take the million.
Yeah. If I was on that damn show and I was meeting on that show, I probably would not have. If I was on that show and I suspect the in a similar socioeconomic way than everybody else, I 1,000% would have taken it all. I don't care about that.
I might change my answer because you proposed a math problem and I said I answered it math correct.
So did I. And that's
if I were on a show with weeks with people that I got to know, heard their stories, voted me in house number one because they felt they trusted me the
most. That's right. Dave, there's a part of this though where you don't know if what they're telling you is accurate. They could be telling you a sob story so that they can get further along in the game and get that $5 million.
Well, can I say another angle on this, which is again what I mentioned about David. I'll ditto that about Josh in terms of multi-dimension. One of the other fascinating things about this, let's say that I did it and I was the number one house and I took it all. And when I came out and into my real life, everyone would know, including you two clowns.
They would.
That I did that. So would you me less?
No, they wouldn't. It's on Amazon. No one watches that crap on Amazon.
This is set in records, Dave.
It's
set in records.
All right.
Yeah, it's set in records. The viewership's ridiculous.
Because I thought about that like on Big Brother or some of these other shows. Like, would you really backstab knowing that you're going to be hated outside the house?
Here's the thing, though. I don't think you're going to be hated because most people, I think, would take the $1 million. And so, in other words, if I saw you on the show, Dave, and you were in house one, you took the $1 million, I would be like, whoa, that's cold. But I'd respect the move because I would do the same thing. Now, the question I have, the follow-up question, then we can move on. So that's the first part of it. The second part of this is, let's say you're one of those last four, right? Let's say you're the first of the last four and there's roughly $12,000 left. Would you do what they did? Would you say, I'll only take $4,000 because that's four, there's 12 divided by, or 16, sorry, there's less four. So 16,000. Would you take 4,000 because 16 divided by four is four and would be equal, or would you just grab what's left, 16,000?
A small amount, I would go for I need to go further in the game, so I would take a fair share.
There you go.
Because it's a small amount.
All right. All right. So, Omar, what would you do then? 4 or 16 at that moment in the game?
Because now the math problem changed. Because now you're still in the chase
the
for
math
$5
problem
million.
Changes. That's exactly
why would
right.
I take 16,000 and get voted, you know, right. someone wrong? Yeah.
Do you agree with that, Omar?
Yeah, I do. I do.
In your multifaceted brain come up with an answer on that one?
Anyway, if you get a chance, watch Beast Games. There's a whole bunch of – it's actually pretty well done. And the psychological stuff like this – is actually fun to watch.
I wish I could watch it. It's ruined for me.
I think this podcast is our own version of Beast Games.
You're possible. Mr. Beast of our industry, by the way. I think you understand that.
That is fucked up.
Anyway.
You would have your own your logo is a dog.
Yeah,
it's true.
All right. This is going to be a long episode. I don't want it to be that much. Omar, you go next. What's going on?
Okay. So, all right. So, basically, look. I have, as you guys probably know, for the most part, been abstinent the last few years. I have not been dating really actively at all.
You can see it on your face, your skin.
Wow, that was well done. That was really well done. In my head, by the way, I immediately was doing salmon sperm jokes, and I couldn't get it out fast enough.
No, I'll have to go to YouTube and do a slow-mo of you going like, what's the next thing?
Well done.
So at any rate, so I have been, you know, I was in New York recently and, you know, I was like, you know what? Why not
get a prostitute?
Maron.
Oh, I don't know.
Why not go to Bumble? And so I'm, you know, this one person I sort of whatever met. And
that's
that's
a dating app, right? Is that a dating
app? Yeah, it's a dating app.
Okay.
That's right.
Was it Bumble or was it, is it a
Grindr?
We have to say Grindr, but it's an app of some sort.
Yeah, it's like Tinder, but it's like more women empowering, so to speak.
Oh, okay, that's all right. Bumble is right.
Interesting.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, this story is just all right. So anyway, so I have a meet this woman for a drink. And,
so you matched with somebody
while
you were there.
And I wasn't – look, and by the way, for the record, it's not my thing. Well, the whole messaging thing back and forth, I can't deal with it. It takes too much time, but happened to work, whatever.
Okay.
Meet the person for a drink. We totally hit it off.
Was this person age appropriate?
Yeah, actually.
Wow.
That still doesn't answer the question.
All right.
So anyway, so we have a great time. We have dinner together. It's fantastic.
Did she look as good as her pictures?
Beautiful. Speaks six languages.
Wow. Okay. Which six?
German, Spanish, French, Dutch, English, and like, I don't know.
Pig Latin?
Something.
Okay.
Just, I couldn't believe she was single. Yeah. And anyway, so we have this great back and forth. And so I was supposed to go back to the next day. I stayed another night. All right.
Because of her.
I was like, you know what? It's great. She's taller than me, which I've done that before. Right. Mm. I take her to my favorite restaurant in New York City.
She's 5'6" and a half.
Oh, wow. You know, I deserve that. What our faithful listeners may or may not know is I screwed up earlier today and
yes,
missed
you
the
did,
recording
royally.
Time.
So.
Yeah. Is that why your flight got changed?
No, that was from Miami. This is a different time.
Yeah. Different time. Yeah. So at any rate, come back, take it to my favorite restaurant and Eddie, who's the maitre d' there, I've known him for 25 years, I've taken other dates there, not in a while, but whatever. And he's not even looking at me. He's talking about setting her up with his son. I'm like, what is happening? But that was kind of interesting and fun. We had dinner.
Wait. He wants to set your date up with his son.
Yeah.
But he knows you're on a date with her.
Because she was much taller than me. And Eddie was like, you know, what am I going to do? You know, by the way, for the record, I don't mind that stuff. I think that's kind of great if you're dating someone and like that kind of happens. It's good. I want them to be desirable. Otherwise, why am I with them to begin with? You know what I mean?
What I took away from that story is when Omar comes in, hey, Eddie, I'm guessing Eddie's like, oh my gosh, it's this guy again. Like, that's the first thing I thought is, oh, it's a one-sided relationship. Oh. Right? Do you think that's possible?
No, I think Eddie said, this can't possibly be Omar's date. This woman is far, you can't jump more than three spots.
Is this you guys being passive aggressive right now?
No, that's what popped in my head is, you know, your Miss HD is Eddie. And I thought, I bet you Eddie's like, oh,
no,
God,
no. I think we're, I mean, I checked for them. I think we're fairly close.
Okay.
You're a good chipper. So I, maybe, yes, yeah, I could be.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, yes, I guess. So, so I think everyone thinks they're a good tipper, by the way. It's like 97% of people think they're a good tipper.
Yeah.
My dad thinks he's a good tip. He gives $1 tips. Okay.
That's true. Yeah. Fair enough.
Right. So anyway, back to this. So then, great night, dinner, drinks, you know, real like, you know, conversation. And I think fly back. And there was some like intimacy.
Had you kissed her the night before?
Not really, no. But there was
not
like
really.
But there was this very like kismet.
There was a spark.
Yeah. Okay. 100%. 100%.
Yes. So, and she was going to go out with you a second night.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And she is like a fitness model and blah, 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 blah.
Wow. All right.
And fashion week coming up. We're talking about her. Anyway, so then I go back to Puerto Rico.
Right.
And we talk like that night, I guess. I don't remember. And she goes, hey, listen, you know.
And you, I think I know where this is going. Did you hire her to get into an inflatable ball into a pool? Is that where this is going?
Yeah. Yeah.
Either that or she had an amazing beard.
Keep going. Sorry, Omar.
So she goes, you know, I'm like, oh, how was your walk with your friend? You know, her Indian friend who's like a stylist. Okay. Great.
Is she Indian?
No. She's half half German, half Dutch. She also knew one of my exes I dated like 10 years ago, who was a Dutch, you know, supermodel type, Frederik van der Wal, which is also kind of interesting.
Sure.
Yeah. So
was her grandfather in the war?
So my point is, she goes to me. So, yeah, I was talking with her and she was yelling. Yeah. He was like, you know, because, you know, when I meet guys on Bumble, on these apps, my real name is not Sarah. It's actually something else. And I'm like, oh, I get it. Whatever. No big deal. I didn't really care.
Yeah.
So
my name is Frank.
Frank.
Where's this going? So you called her Sarah the whole time, knowing that.
And you're Sarah, Sarah, whatever.
Yeah.
And then, so anyway, I'm like, whatever, I get back to my place in Puerto Rico. I Google, you know, her name and then model. And there's nothing wrong with this. Trans activist.
Is she trans herself?
Correct.
Wow.
Correct.
This is a hell of a story.
No idea.
This is a hell of a story.
No idea. I mean,
I didn't mean to say Frank. I was
when
I
nailed it.
When I say to you guys that she's gorgeous,
I believe it.
It is. I'm saying to you, like, I'm not saying she's like a real thin. She was taller for sure, but the curves and everything. I mean, unbelievable. And
so you didn't need to buy the pregnancy test then. That was unnecessary.
Nothing happened. I mean, we held hands.
Right.
Jesus.
Wow.
It sounds like the perfect match. She's beautiful and you can get
I was thinking about it.
In the same place.
Look, to be clear, like I don't know how you internalize that. Like, I guess
this is
personal.
Tough.
Because
this
like I didn't, one. You know, I don't know what. Whether she, you know, I think she's supposed to say that to me, right?
She never mentioned it, never told you.
No.
Yeah. So, okay.
So she doesn't know that you know now?
Correct.
She has to know.
I have to assume that she implicitly knows, but I haven't really communicated with her since then.
Has she reached out to you since?
Yes, a few times. 100%.
And you've not gotten back to her?
Correct. I don't know what to say to her. I might actually congratulate her. Say, hey, listen, it's amazing you're doing, but it's not for me. But I have no – look, again, this is not some gender like sort of like fluid thing or conversation political. I don't care about that shit.
Specifically,
it's kind of a crazy thing. So, and then I thought about the night. And again, I'm not saying – but like, you know, in some ways, like, were there signs? She's taller than me. Okay, fine.
Not unusual.
And she was super curvy. And like, okay, like I was like, this is so maybe that her body was almost too perfect, right?
Right.
Were
there a lot of fist bumps?
Well, that was the one thing as I thought about her hand.
This is awful.
Her hand was like bigger than mine.
She had man hands.
Man hands.
Yeah, like Seinfeld.
I wouldn't say they're Seinfeld like man hands, okay, to be clear.
Okay.
But like I was thinking about it and like literally like I mentioned the Eddie thing to you because like he was like and like I was too. Like
it's
like
I'm sure she looked beautiful.
Beautiful vision.
Yeah.
And
but that's not something that it sounds like mentally you can get past.
No, I know.
Yeah.
It's not.
Okay.
It's not
that's fair.
Me.
Yep. Yep.
That's fair. And she has to understand that.
Is that something that should, are we stating that should be stated up front like that? Or is some like, look,
I don't know what kind of position to take. I don't know if you're in her shoes, for every person like me, maybe, you know, if she is open, who she never gets to meet, maybe there's one person who actually could get past it and says, I love you for, you know,
for who she is.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, so I don't know if they're how to answer that because she has a sample size of like 5 people out there, or maybe if it's she's a woman, she has a sample size of 50,000.
Right. That's right. Yeah. This is hard. This is very tricky because you're always taught it's important who they are the inside.
And Josh, you know, you left that open. Like from my perspective, like, I just can't. It's not because of a religious thing.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
No thing. I don't know. Like, I'm just way too selfish to even think about stuff like that. I have enough shit to deal with in my own, you know, problems.
You are very selfish.
And I prefer I prefer in some ways the Leonardo DiCaprio version. I'm not saying I can do that, but I understand why he does it.
Yeah. I hear you.
Are you going to bring this to a conclusion? Are you going to
I assume you're going to cut it off.
You know what? I'll leave it at
that. I meant the relationship.
Do you guys
the relationship.
Do you guys think I should respond to her?
Yes, you have to.
I think a goodbye. Look, you don't have to get into. You're in Puerto Rico, long distance. You're not interested. Can he go that route? Do you think
absolutely? You can play it a different route and be the pseudo
good. So you're saying I do not say that I know, and I just happen to completely like ghost her.
That's right. No, not ghost.
Well, it's been. She sent me like four texts.
Why don't you tell her you met somebody else?
Yeah, why can't I say that? Yeah, I don't know. That's what I mean. It's not an easy answer. It's easy.
It's very tricky. This is a hell of a topic, by the way. I'm going to tell you something. It's a hell of a topic.
It's no beast games. Josh was so mad at me, justifiably so, because he missed his nephew's basketball game.
Right. Because I was recording the podcast at a certain time.
I'm not going to say why. It's no excuse. I was late. But I said, but I won a hell of a topic. Cancel. I thought that would end it. And then Josh proceeded to, you know, let me know how he felt. And rightfully so again. But Josh, do you understand I was not exaggerating when I said that?
No, this is a hell of a topic.
It's almost too serious for a podcast like ours.
First of all, your last topic was about you being in a multi-person relationship.
Like I said, I'm just starting a date.
Yeah, you listen, for someone who's hasn't gone out and hasn't dated and has been absent for so long, you sure know how to crack out of that box right quick. With a polyamorous and then a trans woman. That's quite the I'm back out there.
What next?
Announcement. What next? Yeah, what next? Exactly.
Man. Hey, I want someone who can come over and watch like a show with not reality. I don't know. Maybe
you can watch a show with her. You do know that, right?
Yeah. No. Yeah. I just no.
I hear you. I would play it where I would not. I would just play it like you met someone else, or this is a long distance thing. You're in Puerto Rico. It's not going
to
work.
Met someone the next. What? I didn't respond to her text. That makes
not
no sense.
Meet somebody else.
No.
I think
you know what I mean. Just respond back politely. Unless it's a sexual text. Is it a sexual text?
No.
Or is it just, like, hey, how you doing? What's going on?
Heart text.
It's a you broke my heart text?
Yeah.
Oh, God. That's hard.
That's what you've got already?
Yeah, he's gotten that already. So she's clingy, too. She's also clingy.
That's the real issue. Yeah,
that seems like a bigger issue for me.
Yeah, right.
We had two dinners.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing like we had. I don't know. Ugh, I don't know. I don't know. I guess, David, what is your advice?
Have you ever heard the phrase, it's not you, it's me? Have you tried that one?
Yeah, that might not be a bad one.
So both of you asshats are saying, I'm not.
Correct. Yeah.
Because I think you're asking the two wrong people.
Yeah, we're not the right people.
My second option is to say I'm in the CIA and I have to go overseas. So that's
it's not a bad option. It's not a bad option.
All right,
you're asking the worst people, Matt.
Yeah, we are not the right people. Yeah,
this is not who you want advice from.
Yeah. So look, to be clear, that's why I didn't. I could have talked about this or the event.
This was a much better topic. It's fantastic, and it's really unbelievable that.
Will you follow up and tell us what happens?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to know. Let me ask you something.
I guess I will. I mean, if I...
Can I ask you something, Omar?
Yes.
Do you feel deceived?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. All right. Well, so maybe that's what you say to her.
Yeah, but okay, when that is then, right, inferring that I let her know that
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's like, you can take two routes. You can take the, I'm breaking this off for a phony reason that I'm going to give you right now. Or you can take the real route, the honest route, and say, look, I feel deceived and I had an amazing time with you, but the reality is that you didn't disclose something that I felt you should have. And unfortunately, I'm just not, it's my own shallowness. I'm not with it. Yeah, I mean, you know, not in those words.
Well, the fact that it wasn't honest is also a warning signal that you could just say that's the deal killer there as
But where does it stop, though? I mean, how much does everyone have to disclose?
She had her profile as a lady.
Yeah, but she is a lady now. Isn't she a lady now?
Yeah.
So she is. That's not a lie.
Hmm.
Right?
Okay. Go on to my topic.
What if she was a dude and got connected with another dude? They would say, like, you're not a you're not a dude, or you got connected with another woman. Another woman would say, like, you're not a
dude. Funny thing is, we're about to go into Dave's topic, and his name, which our listeners cannot see.
This is so funny because Dave has the exact same topic.
It's a tough way for my wife to hear this story. But,
all right, Omar, you'll tell us how this resolves.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that is incredibly interesting. And if any of our listeners want to write in and say what they would do, we'd love to hear from you.
Yeah. No matter what you do, I'm sure it's going to be spectacularly wrong. And we want to hear it.
We want to hear how it blows up in your face.
I'm going to go with a topic that's actually pretty close to this, and that's
really
the idea of someone calling something something, but it's really something else.
Okay.
I thought of this today because when Omar, you canceled our earlier recording, and Josh texted, I missed my nephew's game.
Correct.
And I thought, well, I wonder what game it is. I wonder if it's hockey, like Josh.
No.
So I thought, hockey. And then I asked my wife, I said, hey, you know, when Josh says he plays hockey, do you know they don't skate?
Right.
And she goes, they don't skate? And I said, yeah, they don't skate. They just run around in the gym floor. And they call it hockey.
Deck
and
hockey.
She's like, well, that's not right. So
what?
I thought, well, that is kind of a funny thing. And since Josh's Eagles have made the Super Bowl, I feel like I wasn't going to bring it up because I felt that might make him feel bad, but such a high.
I am.
It felt like I wanted to ask you, Omar, is Josh calling his sport? So, Josh, explain exactly what it is you play.
First of all, we call it deck hockey, okay?
No, you've not ever called it deck hockey.
It's called deck hockey.
Yeah, but you say I have a hockey game when you talk to us.
Well, because I do have a hockey game.
Okay.
It's a hockey rink.
Okay.
Instead of the floor is not ice, the floor is like a sport court material. The rink looks exactly like a hockey rink, other than that. It's 5-on-5 with goalies. There's a blue line, a red line, two blue lines, a red line.
Yeah.
All the penalties, penalty box, two officials, the whole nine.
All right.
It's everything but the skating.
All right, Omar,
it's a ball. And it's a ball. It's not a puck. It's a ball.
Is it a heavy ball? Is it like.
It's an orange hockey ball. You never felt like an orange hockey ball? It's not like
thing as an orange hockey ball.
Of course there is. You never, when you were a kid, didn't you ever play street hockey?
No.
No,
I never
played street hockey. You grew up in Wisconsin.
Yeah, we skated and played hockey.
Good, touche. Well, well played. We always played street hockey, and you got an orange Mylek ball. Mylek was the name. That is the brand name of street hockey.
Where do you rank in terms of the – how many people are on your team? Six? Seven?
No, there's a lot on our team. We have probably 15, 16 guys.
When
everyone shows up, yeah, but
– how many people are on the field?
On the rink.
On the court?
Yes.
On the court, yeah.
Yes. On the ice? On the deck? Five and a goalie, just like okay, regular.
Are you wearing skirts or –
We are not wearing skirts. We're in pads. You have to wear pads.
Okay.
People wear helmets, hockey helmets.
Are you wearing sports bras?
We are not wearing sports bras. You know, I see where this is going.
I want to ask a question.
Go ahead. Yeah.
If I said,
yeah,
hey, I have a tennis match and you find out I play pickleball. Is that the same thing?
No, two different sports. This is much more drastic, I think. Which is, I have some additional questions here, David. Thank you for opening this up. So, Josh, what is the average age of your teammates?
Of my teammates,
yeah.
The average age is probably 50.
Okay.
We have a couple younger guys, so maybe 47, 46.
Okay. Do any of them play on crutches? Or wheelchair.
No. Are any of them athletic?
Yeah.
Is this an athletic sport?
That's where I was started by one of my...
Yes. Yeah. Yes. It's a very taxing sport. Although I will say there are definitely a fair share of overweight individuals.
They
mostly play defense.
So are you... Wait. So Josh, where do you rank in terms of the fitness scale with this crew? Hold on, Josh, before you answer this question.
Dave,
where do you think Josh... Do you think Josh is the mean... Or do you think he's like one of the poor fit? Dare I say? I'll take my guess.
I think in terms of weight, I think he's probably on the high end, the fitter end.
The fitter end. Yes, that's true.
in terms of like, you know, can I think Josh can run a mile? I don't know. Can you run a mile, Josh?
Of course.
Without stopping?
Yes, of course. Listen, I used to run 5 miles 3 times a week, and I'd stopped for a while. I haven't done that in a long time, but
everything on your body is in pain, I think.
Yes, that's correct. I do have a lot of ailments.
Yeah. So
that prevents me.
So I guess in the spirit of, and I know a bunch of your hockey buddies listen to the podcast, right?
They do,
so
yes.
They're also, you know, your sports bra in our
yes,
attack of this.
They'll love that. They'll love that.
They're going to love this, yeah. So Omar, you have anything to say to his buddies that are listening?
I'm in the top, I'm in the top half of fitness.
Top
hold
half.
On. Does doesn't it, say does much. It, here's another question, Dave. This is more of a meta question. Does it count as a sport if you're not confident talking about it in front of a woman?
Oh, I talk about it in front of everybody.
Okay.
But you mislead them. You say hockey. You don't say deck hockey.
Deck hockey. Deck hockey.
I've never heard that phrase. You've said, I got hockey game. We got hockey. I got hockey tonight.
Well, yes. I don't need to keep saying deck hockey. You know what I play. You know I'm not skating. You know that.
I didn't know until you told me one time after years of hearing you in hockey. I had my vision, you in pads.
I think my whole persona says I don't skate.
Well, I was surprised.
I'm not a cold weather guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you wear pads?
We do wear pads. You have to wear pads. So you have to wear shin pads up to the knee, covering the knee. You have to wear elbow pads. You do. You have to wear...
Knee pads?
Wait.
No knee pads. The shin pads go to the knee.
Oh, okay.
You have to wear gloves. You have to wear hockey gloves. And some people wear helmets. I don't wear a helmet. I'd say like 40% of the people wear helmets.
Okay. With a face guard?
No.
Yeah, people wear a face guard or a cage.
Yeah.
Correct? Because I broke my nose in like the second season when I caught a stick right to the face.
Remember that Seinfeld episode where Kramer was a black belt?
Yes, remember? That's right.
Right?
It was judo class.
Yeah, judo class. And
karate.
And
yes, it was all little kids.
And
it was all
like,
little
you know,
kids.
And David, we never really spoke about this, but in an effort to become a friend to Josh, I made myself labor through something, which I still have nightmares about today, where Josh had his best game ever in this field hockey thing that he's doing. And he had like 6 goals, 9 assists. And
this
something
is the ball.
Crazy.
Is that the game ball? Oh, look
this
at that.
Is the game ball from that game.
Okay.
July 8th, 2021.
My God. Yeah. Yes. So I had a
surprise possession.
We had a separate call just to talk about it. And Josh, how much
you wanted to hear.
Josh, how much of a deep dive did we do?
I was very excited.
It was very cool. It was actually very sweet. It was very sweet.
I don't get that accolade often.
So I think all that matters to me is that our friend Josh, who our love language with is ridicule, loves this.
Yes, correct. That's
right. And it only gives us more ammunition for our love language.
That's right. That's right. This is how we relate to you, Josh.
It's correct, and I appreciate it.
And I wouldn't have brought it up if the Eagles would have made the Super Bowl. I felt that gave me a little
fair.
Bit. You
that's
know, you've got a lot of
fair.
Cushion
very
to fair. Come down.
Very, so, very fair.
Yeah, because
but it is taxing. It's good exercise.
I'll bet it is.
And so I played the other night. Okay, deck hockey was Monday night, and it was when I was coming off my illness. So that when I was just came back from Florida, I was like, I shouldn't play, but I'm going to play. Or maybe it wasn't Monday night. It was the other night. It was Wednesday. And I was like coughing up blood. It was awful. I mean, I had no breath whatsoever. I should never have played. I couldn't catch my breath.
Yeah.
I was coughing so much when I was playing.
It is.
But anyway,
I mean,
it's
a question,
fun sport.
Though.
It's
fun. And Dave, I think to myself, what do I do that's at all competitive anymore?
Yeah, I know.
I mean,
it's
besides like
it's,
work,
yes.
I'm not.
Listen, there's a website.
Exhilarating.
There's a website with the standings and the statistics and the career statistics.
Josh, are you regarded as like a where are you regarded in this league?
I don't think I'm regarded much at all.
Do you have MVPs of the league?
There are. Yeah, you get whoever is the leading goal scorer of.
Is it the same
the,
person every
the
year?
Gets a,
is there
a trophy.
Who's the best in the league?
It tends to be the same several guys that get it, but there's different divisions. There's five different levels.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of teams.
Is this
there's probably 40
revenue?
Teams in this.
Should
in this,
we
in this
should
league.
We buy this league and do our own like?
I would love if you bought this
MMA
league.
Thing.
I would love it.
Listen, between the three of us,
I would love if you sponsored. We're sponsored by a bar.
We could add some pizzazz to this.
You could.
Josh, is there an angle where this could become a televised sport?
Okay. There is actually a professional ball hockey league. And yeah. I kid you not.
Because it appeals this appeals to the proletariat.
It's international. It's international. Yes.
What does that mean?
I mean, there's teams from every
country.
Why
isn't Budweiser the sponsor of this?
There are you should see it. If you go online and look for professional ball hockey, you'll see it. It's real. And it's on.
I have never heard the phrase professional ball hockey.
I'm gonna send you a link.
I've heard of a lot of handball, you know, is big in Europe. Breakdancing, is it in the Olympics?
Breakdancing is no longer the Olympics. It was in the Olympics, and they kicked it out already.
No, breakdancing is, but their international ball hockey.
No, because hockey's in the Olympics. Ice hockey's in the Olympics.
Yeah, true.
Josh is very, very passionate about this.
I am. I do love it.
You see how his eyes are softening? When he talks about it, he really does love it.
And I will tell you this. I don't know how many more years I have left, and that makes me very sad. It does.
I no longer – my passion was playing volleyball. I love volleyball.
Right.
I
love volleyball.
I love sand volleyball. I don't play anymore. So, those days come, and now it's sad. Well, I'm happy for you. I'm glad I make fun of it, but it's – I just – here's my thing. I think from now on, when you talk to – me and Omar, you got to call it deck hockey.
I will call it deck hockey from, from now on. I promise you. But listen, I would encourage you guys to find something like this.
Yes.
In your life, because before you know it, you're going to blink and you're going to be in South Florida watching The View four times a day.
Well, I think field hockey or pickleball is a good. Actually, I played pickleball.
Great.
It's really fun. Yeah.
Pickleball's awesome.
That's
I love
where
it.
It's probably going to end up.
There you go.
All right, guys. Well, this has been a good episode. It's a long episode. Kickoff season 5.
Season 5. Very exciting.
And look forward to hearing from you. If you would like to send us an email, it's friends@fts.media. If you are someone from New York who's dated Omar recently, you can reach out to him at
friends@fts.media
or get pictures from him at our website, friendstalkingshop.weedly.com. We have YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, @FriendsTalkingShop. So hopefully we'll be back before you know it. Any last words, guys?
No, we just apologize for the hiatus.
Yeah.
That's all.
And everything we probably said.
We need to do better. Yeah, but we should do it a little more frequently.
All right. Well, we'll be back before you know it.
That's a good end of it.
All right. Until next time. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
See ya.
Smile later.